If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Fox Sports betting analyst Sam Panionovich used to visit with us all the time on WGN when he worked here, is now the host of Bet Sweats on BetMGM Network. Hey, Sam, how are you? Welcome back.
King John, I have missed your voice, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, likewise. Good to hear you. You still out east, are you?
Still in Boston.
All right, let me ask you a couple questions. You ready, Sam?
I'm ready.
Who's going to win the game?
Eagles.
Really? Because they're going to win or because they're going to cover the spread? Are you saying they're going to win from a wagering standpoint, or you think they're going to win outright?
Well, the line is only one. Kansas City's a one-point favorite. So the books are saying it's a coin flip game, and I do agree with that. I do think there's a chance the Eagles go off the favorite by Sunday, because obviously we have a lot more time and a lot more money that will come into the market and come into Vegas. But right now, Kansas City's only a one-point favorite. So, yeah, I think Philly's going to win. I think they're a much better team. All that said, I mean, there have been a lot of teams that have been better across the board than Kansas City. But the Chiefs have the best player and the best coach, a lot like the Patriots did with Brady and Belichick.
Are the Chiefs then the worst team with that good of a record?
I don't know how to answer that question. Maybe. Look, they're very good, and the problem with going against the Chiefs, and as I just told you, I like the Eagles and I bet the Eagles, that quarterback just scares the hell out of me, man. And even with a 4-point lead, 6-point lead, fourth quarter, if Philly's up,
yeah,
I would be nervous, because we have seen this kid Mahomes do it time and time again. So it's not like I'm saying Philly blow out Philly by 30. I think the Eagles have an insane running attack. They have maybe the best player in the game in Saquon Barkley that isn't a quarterback. And their defense is legit, John. They have like a top three defense in the NFL. So if they can run the ball and play solid defense, of course they can win. But Mahomes is the elephant in the room.
What's the game going to be like? Is it going to be a lot of fun, high scoring, a lot of passing? Philadelphia has the best running back ever. So what are we going to see out there?
Point total right now, over under 49. So, you know, relatively normal total for a Super Bowl. The last time we saw these two in the big game 2 years ago was 38-35. I don't think it's that firework-ish. That's not a word, but it is now.
Yeah.
I don't think that you're going to see that many touchdowns, because these defenses are substantially better than they were 2 years ago, especially Kansas City in the secondary and Philly up front. I wrote, they wanted us to give predictions. I wrote 24-20 Eagles. So that's an under bet, and it's not as many touchdowns as I think a lot of people are predicting, but sometimes you got to zig when they zag.
I'm going to ask you about some other things that aren't as important to the game as that. There are bets out there, as always, on the coin flip, the Gatorade, the national anthem. What are some of the other silly bets that you're hearing about?
Well, the anthem's always popular, and this is now, it's been bet down. It was 2 minutes and 5 seconds. It is now 2 minutes and 1 second, so there's been some money on the under. Look, this is a guy, John Batiste, who's a very, very awesome piano player, and odds are good he plays the piano. I think he's going to do a little sexy 30-second intro and then sing the song.
But
the anthem anthem is when the words start.
Oh, well, it's funny to me how they keep score on that. Like, when does the stopwatch start and end? And since the singer knows, I don't know how this doesn't get corrupted. If the singer knows that there's millions of dollars hanging on how long they sing the song, why don't they tell somebody, here's how long I'm going to sing the song, and then their friend puts a whole bunch of money down on, you know, whatever it is they need to do to make some money? I'm talking with Sam Panionovich, the sports betting analyst and the host of Bet Sweats. So, Sam, how is it that people aren't able to rig the system so that the people participating on the field can actually somehow wager, like on the national anthem?
It's a very valid question, and I have a very valid answer. You cannot bet on the national anthem in the United States. It's not a regulated bet.
Really?
It's a bet amongst friends. Bookies deal it. You can bet it in Canada. You can bet it in the offshore market. But you cannot walk into Vegas or log into your BetMGM app in Illinois and bet on the anthem.
I didn't
know
that. For reasons
that you brought up. I mean, you can't in a lot of these places, a lot of these fun bets you see, the Taylor Swift stuff, the national anthem, the halftime show, gaming will not put those forward because there's information that could shift the market. So you can bet on guys to score touchdowns and players to get interceptions and all that, but you can't walk into Vegas or log into an app in Illinois and bet on the anthem.
Can I bet on will Taylor Swift be shown during the national anthem?
No, you cannot. And I would say the answer would be no. You know, I used to go to Super Bowl parties where you would put $5 down and you'd get a prop sheet. And everybody that went to the party was able to play. You know, $5 a person. If there's 20 people there, that's a $100 pot. And every sheet has, you know, 20 questions or 20 props or whatever. And this will be a popular one. I can tell you, if you're filling out a prop sheet for the Super Bowl, I would put no, she will not be shown during the anthem, especially considering the president will be in attendance. And I imagine the directors show him before they show her.
Well, then what are all these other prop bets I'm looking at here? Will any 300-pound player score a touchdown?
That's a good one. I love the creativity there. That's a bet at Circa, our friends in Vegas. This is obviously paying respect to the Fridge,
yeah,
who did this many moons ago, ironically enough, in New Orleans in Super Bowl 20. He checked in at 335 pounds that day, and he scored a touchdown. If you believe that a 300-pound player will score a touchdown, the yes is 25-1, so 10 wins, 250.
Saquon Barkley is really an exciting player, isn't he? Will he be fun to watch on Sunday?
His rushing prop is over 100, so yes, they expect him to have a big game. There's a couple bets floating around. Will he have over 150 yards? That is a big number. If you believe that will happen, that's one of the bets you can make at about plus 250. He's unbelievable, and he's going to win the award tonight for Offensive Player of the Year. He had 205 yards in the NFC Championship, so he's certainly capable. I didn't really bet a lot of Barkley stuff. I know you love writing numbers down and circling them, so I put a number together for you. The number is 15.5, and this is important because it's a prop at the Westgate in Vegas. It is the number of the first player to cross the goal line, okay? So 15.5, 15.5. If you go under, you get guys like Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, Isaiah Pacheco, Patrick Mahomes. All those guys wear 1 through 15. That would be the under. And if you want to go over, you get guys like Barkley, Travis Kelce, Dallas Goedert. That's the number of the first touchdown score. That is a legal
bet,
and I love it because it's very creative.
Yeah. By the way, I have circled, prior to you saying that, I've circled numbers 49, 24/25, 38, 35. I've been taking notes as you speak here, Sam. You know me better than you should, frankly. What about this text message to the show? Hey, John Williams, remember, Philly is playing against Kansas City and the referees. What do you make about the preferential treatment some folks think Mahomes gets?
It makes it a lot more difficult to bet against them. I completely understand. Kansas City tends to get a lot of the breaks. I don't think that's why they win these games. It certainly helps them. I know looking up in the third quarter, I'm going to get a play that goes against me. So that sort of comes with the territory.
Why?
I do think that, well, because the refs, they like Kansas City. The league likes Kansas City. You think more people would watch Buffalo or Kansas City in the Super Bowl? That's the question to you.
I'm surprised you are saying that.
More eyeballs on Mahomes, Reed, Kelce, Taylor Swift than anything Buffalo has, no doubt.
So is that's just human nature. There's no hidden memo from the officials or the league or the owners to the officials, or whether what we're talking about here. I mean, think about what that implies. I get it. But I think that's nonsense.
I didn't say it. That was a question posed my way. I don't think the games are rigged, but I certainly also understand the world where you get more eyes on the product if Kansas City's in the game. And look, they're also going for a three-peat. That's never happened in the NFL where a team has won three straight
right.
Super Bowls.
And I understand human nature. Like, I'm not saying the officials are corrupt either, and I'm not suggesting that you suggested that, but I could see an official going, oh, was it in or out, and this is Kansas City, and everybody's cheering, and they're watching me, and I got to make a decision. I don't want to make a wrong decision, and it's Kansas City, so I'll bet that happens sometimes, right? That's human nature, but that's not corruption.
It's not corruption, and I want to repeat, I do not think the games are fixed. I do not think the refs want the Chiefs to win, but there will be people at your Super Bowl party, wherever you're watching the game, when a flag comes in against Philly, somebody will say, see, I told you, it's rigged.
Yeah, they will. All right, I got to wrap this up, Sam. Anything else you want us to know or suggest we know about the game on Sunday?
I just need your Gatorade color. You've gotten this right basically every year.
For it. All right. Well, since I think Kansas City's going to win, I'm going to go with red and pink. Is that a good bet?
It's 11-1. It's a long shot. They have dumped purple the last two Super Bowls, Kansas City, and the Eagles dump yellow quite a bit. So that's why purple and yellow are the favorites. Red's about 11-1, and you're Mr. Gatorade in my world, buddy.
Don't argue with me on the Gatorade thing. That's kind of what that's my superpower. All right, Sam, keep doing what you're doing. It's always good to hear your voice. Continued success, my friend.
Thank you. Give my love to everybody at the 720, will you?
That's us, and that's Fox Sports betting analyst Sam Panayotovich.